Picture this. You open your laptop on a Monday morning, and in the span of 30 minutes, you learn that a major AI platform just started fingerprinting its users. A developer is asking whether their entire career was built on top of a fraud scheme, and a runtime you thought was strictly a server-side tool just announced it wants to run your desktop apps. That is today's Hacker News in miniature, and we are going to unpack all of it. Welcome to Intellijix HN Daily for Monday, June 22nd, 2026. I'm Marcus Rodriguez, and we have a packed hour ahead of us.
And I'm Sarah Chen. Marcus, you weren't exaggerating. Today's feed is genuinely all over the map in the best possible way. We've got identity verification on Claude, generating nearly 650 comments and real controversy in the HN community. We've got a fascinating philosophical post about whether open models have rendered the big proprietary labs strategically vulnerable. A new European sovereign AI foundation model called Apertus that's explicitly positioning itself against American tech dominance. And the GLM 5.2 versus Opus benchmark wars heating up in ways that matter for anyone making infrastructure decisions right now. Plus, on the system side, we have memory-safe inline assembly, which sounds like a contradiction in terms, and we'll explain why it isn't. Lisp implemented entirely in the Rust type system. And Minecraft Java Edition shipping Vulkan 1.2 support, which is a bigger deal for game engine architecture than it might sound.
And before we get into any of that, a quick note for anyone who's new to the show. We source everything on this podcast from Hacker News, news.icombinator.com, but we are entirely independent. We have no affiliation with Y Combinator. We're not endorsed by them. We're not sponsored by them. And we don't speak for the HN community. We're just two analysts who think this community surfaces some of the most important technical and business stories in the world, and we want to bring that to a wider audience.
Which leads me to something I want to say sincerely. If you're not already reading Hacker News, please go check it out. The URL is news.ycombinator.com. What we do here is give you the highlights, the framing, the analysis, but the real depth lives in the comment threads. When a story about memory-safe assembly gets 26 comments from systems programmers who have spent careers fighting undefined behavior, or when a Claude policy change gets 649 comments ranging from legal analysis to personal accounts of harassment, that's where you get the actual texture of how technical people think. We genuinely could not do this show without that community.
We also have stories in the mix today, touching on New York's mysteriously declining rent collections, which has generated nearly 370 comments and some genuinely competing economic theories, and a developer's personal account of discovering their former employer may have been running on fraud. That story alone has 263 comments and reads like something between a cautionary tale and a detective story. On the lighter side, someone accidentally created a Wigglegram. There's a 3D printer being used to write postcards, and a developer built a tool to teach kids perfect pitch. Plus a look back at Munich 1991 and how a single workshop planted seeds that grew into the current wave of deep learning. We have a lot of ground to cover. Let's get into it.